Two additional mosquito samples and Alliance have tested positive for West Nile virus. The City Health Department says they were notified of the results by the Ohio Department of Health. Samples were collected on the southern edge of Alliance. A sample from the same area tested positive last month. The Health Department recently treated the areas for mosquitoes and will conduct another round of targeted spraying throughout the city. Multiple positive cases were previously reported in mosquitoes in the Canton area. No human cases have been reported in Stark County. Man is jailed on charges resulting from a shooting in Canton. 36-year-old Eric Henderson was arrested Tuesday on warrant charging him with felonious assault, discharge of a firearm on or near a prohibited premises, weapons under disability, and aggravated robbery. He allegedly took a man's money and then shot at the victim and an unknown number of people August 15th. Henderson not permitted to have a firearm due to a drug trafficking conviction in Cuyahoga County. He's scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Jackson Township man has been acquitted of a grand theft charge stemming from allegations he stole computer equipment from Metalis. A Common Pleas court jury found 37-year-old Matthew Eberle not guilty August 26th. He was indicted in February. Eberle was accused of stealing over $21,000 worth of computer hardware and software from the company's Perry Township plant in December 2024. The incidents were captured on the company's video cameras. Eberle is no longer working for Metalis. Breeze Airways has launched new nonstop service from Akron Canton Airport to Daytona Beach, Florida. It began Wednesday with additional nonstop service to Jacksonville and West Palm Beach set to start today and Friday, respectively. One-way fares and the routes will start from $49. Breeze Airways operates more than 300 year-round and seasonal routes to 78 cities in 35 states. A Columbiana man indicted on charges, including attempted murder, has a request for bond reduction denied. 66-year-old Frederick Haroff pleaded not guilty to the charge, as well as aggravated arson, kidnapping, felonious assault, and strangulation in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He's accused of assaulting a family member at a mobile home in Fairfield Township June 2nd. Haroff being held on $500,000 bond. A jury trial is scheduled for Monday. He allegedly hit the woman with a baseball bat and strangled her with a rope as she was lying in bed. He also set fire to the home. Man sentenced on drug counts connected to a police search of a Youngstown home. 24-year-old Rayshon Hall was given 23 years in prison Wednesday after pleading guilty in April to possession with intent to deliver controlled substances, including fentanyl and cocaine. Investigators found cocaine, methamphetamine, and $56,000 in cash last October in a home and a car on Park Hill Drive. Some of the cash matched that used by undercover agents in controlled purchases. Hall's 42-year-old father, Alfred, was found shot to death in the home just over a month later. A 43-year-old woman was wounded. No arrests have been made in the murder. Man and woman who allegedly presented fake documents at a Boardman BMV location will have their case heard in federal court. John Almonte Alvarez and the woman were arrested in early August after an employee told police they believed his Social Security card and Puerto Rico birth certificate were fake. Almonte Alvarez and the woman, identified as Louise Martinez, were taken into custody. A charge of taking the identity of another filed in local court was dismissed to allow for an investigation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether to hear the case of a North Royalton man accused of hacking computers, including from a government agency. 36-year-old Philip Durachinsky was indicted in 2018 on charges related to computer fraud, identity theft, wiretapping, and producing child pornography. Durachinsky is being held in the Mahoning County Jail. One of his alleged hacks between 2003 and 2017 was of a subsidiary of the U.S. Department of Energy. The hacks reportedly allowed him to control personal computers. His attorneys argued in 2023 their client was not competent to stand trial. He asked for a new attorney, but was ultimately found incompetent. His appeal was rejected, which he called a violation of his Sixth Amendment right to a lawyer. Teen sentenced to 6 to 7.5 years in prison for a shooting in Youngstown. 18-year-old Nabil Allen was handed the punishment Wednesday by Mahoning County Judge Maureen Sweeney. He pleaded guilty in July to 2 counts of attempted murder and an unrelated count of aggravated robbery. Allen shot 2 people at an apartment complex on Robinwood Place in August 2024. The aggravated robbery charges resulted from a February 2024 incident. Allen was initially charged as a juvenile. Canfield police and humane agents are investigating after the discovery of 18 dead cats and 1 dog Wednesday. Animal Charity of Ohio says the animals were found in a house on Hilltop Boulevard. They'd been dead for some time. The house was recently purchased at auction. Agents say there are two suspects. They've not been identified.